in an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly? And let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one. Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
The Chieftains take on the Southwestern Wildcats in area baseball. I asked Coach Kurt Thompson of Riverdale about the team's strong points this year.
Well, I think for sure it's experience. I mean, we have 9 seniors on this year's team. We return all of our starters from last year, and I think that's a big thing for us. They know what we expect to do. They've had experience in, you know, a lot of tough games last year and big games and played well. And with everybody coming back, I think that's a big advantage. I also think that we should have a really solid pitching staff. I think we're going to have pretty good depth. We probably could go 5-6 maybe deep on varsity, and we do have some really good younger pitchers coming in this year too, so I think that's a strength. I think, you know, defensive hitting, we should be solid. So overall, I think, you know, like I was saying before, we really have some high expectations for this team. And I think, you know, if we can stay injury-free and stay focused and be able to just continue to get better each game, we should have a pretty good season.
A good senior class is key, and I noticed that during the, you know, the wrestling and basketball season as well. You got good leaders out there, don't you?
Oh, for sure. We have a lot of guys that have stepped up, and I don't want to go through a list of names because I think it's all a team thing. But, yeah, you know, you saw that in, like, basketball. We had a really good season and played very well, and the wrestling team had a really strong season. And I think it's reflected in that group, and I think these guys know they can get it done, and I think they're going to work their best to do it. And like I said, too, we have some younger guys that are coming up, too, so we should have a good overall team. But, like, you know, baseball is a tricky game because you have to be able to put some negatives behind you and move forward with the positives because you have to be mentally tough. And I think this is what these guys are going to be able to do this year. And like I said, they are a good, great group to work with. They're really positive, and they're trying to do their best.
That's Kurt Thompson, and I'm Phil Nee with the pregame show sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports. Stay tuned for action from the SWAL.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to Pickering Park in Muscadet, the site of tonight's high school broadcast. SWAL action coming your way tonight, courtesy of the area merchants and businesses. It is the 1-0 Riverdale Chieftains against the 0-1 Southwestern Wildcats. Both teams playing games last week, and the Chieftains and the Wildcats making their SWAL debuts tonight. So both are winless in the conference and looking for that first victory. Here are tonight's starters. Leading off for the Southwestern Wildcats, Carson Splinter, the left fielder. He'll be followed by Braden Gleason, the shortstop. Clayton Hendricks will start pitching and hit third. Lucas Foley, the center fielder, bats cleanup. Jack Stevenson, the catcher, hits fifth. Brady Kerwin plays second base. The DH is Miles Redfern, and he is hitting in that sixth spot. Number 7 hitter is Drew Martin at first base. Nick Bush, the right fielder, hits eighth. And Remy Lawrence at third base, bats number 9. And now the Riverdale defense, the starting pitcher tonight, a senior-laden lineup led by Logan Cagle, who will be the starting pitcher. He'll be working with Chase Chitwood, who's behind the plate tonight. At first base is Emmett Drone. Playing second, Wyatt Storms. Carson Kenyon will be at shortstop. And at third base, Landon Bob. The left fielder is Alan Wilkie. Center fielder Andre Tainter and Talon Childs plays right field. Those are the Chieftains in the field. The Wildcats will be coming to bat here shortly. Southwestern under first-year head coach Adam Hutchins and the Chieftains under veteran coach Kurt Thompson, whose team, as mentioned, comes in with a record of 1-0 overall. The umpires for tonight's game, Mark Flanagan and Rick Loffenberg. First pitch of the ball game coming up right around the bend here. This is high school baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Meister Cheese Company has produced award-winning cheeses for over 95 years. Meister Cheese Company invites you to stop by the Factory Cheese Store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 till 4:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, or visit anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Welcome back to Riverdale's Pickering Park. I'm Phil Mee on a beautiful sunshine-filled day. It's a little warmer than yesterday at this time when we were broadcasting baseball at Boscobel. It's time for the first pitch of the ball game. Logan Cagle ready to go from the belt. And here's the first pitch, and it's fouled off. Strike one. Carson Splinter, the left fielder, leading it off. Fouls one back toward the track. And Cagle gets a new baseball. The only problem with the fielders today, they'll be looking into the sun a little bit, especially over here on the first base, second base side, and the right fielder. Nobody complaining about the sun, though, I don't think. 0-1 is high, and the count is one ball and one strike. SWAL, as always, will be a tough place to play this year. Anytime teams will make deep runs in the tournament. Here's a chopper toward third. Glove there by Landon Bob. Bobble down. The throw is late. And Southwestern will have a base runner. Carson Splinter reaching first. That'll bring up Braden Gleason, the shortstop. Umpires getting into position now. Or a runner potentially going to second base. Emmett Drone will play the bag at first for the Chieftains. Splinter inching off the bag over here at first. Here's the pitch. Swinging away and missing is Gleason. Nothing in one to the batter. Field in surprisingly good shape. Getting to see a little bit of green now already. In fact, some grass growing on the infield might make a slow roller for the infielders to play. There's a strike taken by the batter, and it's nothing in two. Underway here from Pickering Park. Plenty of room for you. The concession stand is open as well. Runner leads at first base. Splinter by about three steps. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. First strikeout for Logan Cagle. And that brings up Clayton Hendricks. Right-handed batter. Runner remains at first base for the Wildcats. Of Hazel Green. Here comes the pitch by Cagle, and it's taken high. One ball and no strikes. Hendricks hitting in the third spot for Coach Hutchins. Cagle glances at the runner over here at first base. And the 1-0 pitch sinks low. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. Riverdale with a big win over Cashton, 15-5 a week ago. Their games on Monday and Tuesday were called off. The pitch is taken inside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Oh, did it hit him? And he said it did. Caught him on the sleeve, it looks like. So that will push Splinter down to second base. Hendricks at first. And that'll bring up Lucas Foley now, the cleanup hitter and center fielder for the Wildcats. Infield at double play depth. One away in the opening inning. Cagle set to work. Ready to roll with the pitch. This one shot towards short, deep in the hole, backhanded. The throw to second one. The relay not in time, it looks like. And that'll mean runners at the corners with two away. Splinter at third, Henrik's Forst at second on a 6-4 putout, and Foley safe at first on the fielder's choice. That brings up Jack Stevenson, number five hitter. Chieftain's trying to get out of it unscathed here in the opening inning. Daigle works the baseball behind his back, and now ready to roll. There is the pitch, and it's a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. The Ithaca-Riverdale game that was canceled on Monday will be made up on April 19th. 5 o'clock start time. We're going to try to work our schedule to be there. We were supposed to be there on Monday. 0-1 offering. Pitch for the runner going. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. They're going to pay it on the tag of the runner, and they say no. He got under it, and a runner will score for Southwestern. Riverdale went after the runner at second. Sure throw by Chitwood. Not too bad in it. Right around the bag, but they say Foley got under it on the slide. Splinter scores. 1-1 count to the batter. Cagle deals. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Stevenson. That's number three. Two strikeouts in the inning. Southwestern scores a run without a hit. There was an error and one left on. After a half inning of play here in Muscadet, it's Southwestern 1, Riverdale. Coming up, high school baseball today featured on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Riverdale getting set to hit in the bottom of the inning here, and here is their batting order. The shortstop is Carson Kenyon leading it off, followed by the catcher Chase Chitwood, Emmett Drone at first base, it's third. Andre Tainter, the center fielder, bats cleanup. Logan Cagle, the pitcher, bats fifth. Talon Childs, the right fielder, hits sixth. Wyatt Storms at second base, hitting number seven. Michael Hernan, the DH, hits eighth. And Landon Bob is at third base, batting number nine. Alan Wilkie in the eighth spot, left fielder, and that's where the DH spot is today. Clayton Henricks on the mound for Southwestern. Jack Stevenson is behind the plate. Drew Martin at first base. Brady Kerwin is the second baseman. Shortstop is Braden Gleason. Remy Lawrence at third base. Carson Splinter, Lucas Foley, and Nick Bush from left to right. Here's the pitch to Kenyon, and it is a ball. 1-0 to Carson. Had a great senior year in sports. Leading it off here, playing shortstop. Guessing they'll call upon him to pitch a little bit this year as well. This one is high to the batter, and the count is two balls and no strikes. A little bit of a breeze blowing out of the northwest this afternoon. Fans not as bundled up as yesterday, but they still have some layers. But we won't warm up till about May 15th or so. Here's a slow chopper, first base side. Martin picks, foot race to the bag, and he's got it in front of Carson Kenyon, and there is one away. Unassisted play for Drew Martin of Southwestern. That'll bring up Chase Chitwood, one away in the bottom of the first inning. Chitwood batting left-handed. Henricks from the windup. There's the pitch, and this one is high. One ball and no strikes. Henricks trying to get that hole filled in where the plant foot goes, trying to get comfortable out there. 1-0 pitch. Here it is. That one's outside. Ball two. 2-0 to the hitter. The Wildcats, a fairly young squad with just one senior on the roster. 2-0 pitch. That's a ball low. 3-0. Emmett Drone waits on deck for the Chieftains in the opening inning. No score here at Riverdale for the Chieftains. Southwestern plated one in the top part of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside. He walked him on four straight pitches. Chase Chitwood heads to first base. Emmett Drone will be the batter. Typical Riverdale style. You always got to think about them bunting or stealing or any old way to take an extra base. Kind of Riverdale baseball, aggressive on the base paths, and Chitwood is off to a pretty good lead. Here's the pitch. That is the ball. Gets by, and the runner easily gets down to second base. So there's the Riverdale runner in scoring position, representing the tying run. A ball and no strikes on Drone. Hendricks looking in for the target. Layton to the belt, checks the runner, and here is the pitch. Fouled off for strike one. 1-1 to the hitter. Riverdale sporting new unis this year. Nice new uniforms. They look very comfortable, very sporty. 1-1 to the hitter. Hendricks ready to roll. Here is the pitch. Change up, swung on and missed. 1-2. Back when I played, they were, I think the uniforms weighed about 10 pounds. And oftentimes, you know, you took what you got, but especially if you were one of the players in the lower echelon of the bench, you didn't always get the best uniform. Here's a swinging strike by the batter and two away as Hendricks gets the strikeout. That will bring up Andre Tainter. Sometimes you had pants that were much like, if you look at the old films of the Babe Ruth days, they always had these like balloon pants tight around the legs but really baggy around the waist and the hip area. That's kind of what I had. You needed a pretty good sized belt to hold them up. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. 0-1. Base hit could bring home the tying run. Chase Chitwood remains at second base for the Chieftains. Hendricks to the belt. And the pitch. Runner going to third. It's a strike. Throw to third. Not in time. And a good play by Lawrence backhanding that ball so it wouldn't go down the line and allow the run to come in. Chitwood is a heartbeat away now for Riverdale. Two strikes on Andre Tainter. Hendricks looking to work. Checks the runner at third base. The kick and the pitch down low for a ball. Logan Cagle, the pitcher, is on deck here if Andre Tainter reaches base. Chitwood gets the lead. 1-2 offering. It's swung on, chopped slowly, foul outside of third base. They'll come back and do it again. Chitwood gets a slight lead off of third base. Any old way to try and get that run home, pass, ball, wild pitch, or, of course, a hit. 1-2 is bounced on the ground, foul outside of the third baseline. Andre Tainter making contact here. And we'll come back and get the bat. It appears the wind may have died down a little bit from earlier. It comes and goes. Back to it now with a new baseball, and Chitwood leading at third. Hendricks with the pitch. Swung on, popped up this way, and that one is out of play and over toward the track again. So Andre Tainter wasting some pitches of Hendricks. Sometimes at bats like this are key later on in the game, especially if you force that pitcher to throw extra pitches. Now that you have to stay under the 100-pitch limit for a whole game. Here's a rip to center, dying quickly. Center fielder coming on, plays it on the hop, and it rolls by. A run will score on a hit by Tainer, and we're back to even at one. Chase Chitwood scores easily. That was just a really good at-bat by Andre Tainer. Fouled off several pitches, and this was able to put one between the lines. Runner at first, Logan Cagle, the batter. Gets the lead. Hendricks ready to go. Eyes the runner, and here's the pitch. It's a ball. One and none. Cagle with a chance to keep the inning going here at the bottom of the first inning. Hendricks is set. Runner off, and here's the pitch. It is a strike. There'll be no throw. Head first slide by Tainer, getting the season practice. Didn't need to slide, but got a little the good earth on him. That pitch was a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Hendricks will eye the runner at second. Here's the pitch. That stays high. 3-0. Riverdale with another man in scoring position and another opportunity here in the bottom of the first inning. Hendricks is set. 3-0 offering. There's the pitch. That's a strike. 3-1 to Cagle. Each team scoring a run in this first inning. Riverdale threatening for a second. Tainer leads. 3-1 offering, and the pitch is a high one. That'll be ball four. Hendricks missing consistently high out of the strike zone. And the hitter will be Talon Childs. Riverdale with runners at first and second here in the opening inning. Both get good-sized leads. Here's the pitch, and it is called down low. One ball and no strikes. Wyatt Storms waits on deck. Childs is the sixth hitter of the first inning. Hendricks is set. Kicks fired. There is a wild one. Both runners moving on to second and third. Tainer at third. Cagle at second. Two balls, no strikes on Talon Childs. And both Chieftain runners holding it up here. Coach Kurt Thompson coming over toward the dugout. I think he's calling for a courtesy runner. Gavin Kroll is coming out. So Gavin will run for the pitcher, Logan Cagle. Big hit here would give the Chieftains the lead. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike taken. 2-1. Storms due next here. The Chieftains trying to have a good one out of the gate. Opening day of the conference season. 2-1 offering. Here's the kick and the pitch. Check swing is called a strike. 2-2 on Talon Childs. First base unoccupied. Runners at second and third. Both get their leads here in the bottom of the first. Hendricks to the belt. The 2-2 offering is high. Pull up now on the batter. Riverdale's softball team, there was some talk of the game being moved here, but Lancaster was able to get its field ready, so the Chieftains softball team on the road playing the Flying Arrows tonight. Full count. Here's the pitch in the dirt, and they're loaded up. Riverdale loading them up. They've had one hit in the inning and three walks given up by Hendricks, and Wyatt Storms will be the batter. Storms hitting number 7. Michael Hernan, the DH, will be on deck as the inning continues 2 away in the opening inning. They are loaded up. Hendricks to the plate and a ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Southwestern's early season outing has resulted in a loss. Here's the pitch, and it's wild, and a run is going to try to score. Coming in, and Riverdale takes the lead on a wild pitch. Scoring is Andre Tainer. It is 2-1 Riverdale. Daigle goes to third. Childs at second. 2-0 count on Wyatt Storms now. Chieftains up by a score of 2-1. Southwestern losing to Highland 14-1 on the opening day. This pitch is outside, 3-0. And talking to the coach of the Wildcats, Adam Hutchins, he said it's a fairly close game, but they had a disastrous fifth inning. Sometimes young teams, that's the way it seems. It seems like you're playing well. As it takes is one bad frame. 3-0 count, and here's the pitch, and it's a strike. 3-1 on Wyatt Storms. Runners at second and third. Cagle at third. Or his runner, I should say. Gavin Curl. Alan Childs at second base. 3-1. The count. Hendricks kicks, fires, and a swinging strike. Strike two. Three balls and two strikes to the batter. Runners retreat to second and third. Full count offering from Hendricks. The 3-2, it swung on and fouled back. Over toward the track. Real track teams having practice today. But a few early meets have been called off. I know there's an indoor this weekend. I believe it's in Kenosha for some area athletes. Pull up again. The pitch backed him away. Ball four. They're loaded up. Boy, it's a long first inning. Eighth hitter for the Chieftains, Michael Hernan, steps in. And a conference for Southwestern at the mound. So they will talk it over here. They are loaded up. Chieftains leading by a score of 2-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. Answering a run, and then some, by the Southwestern Wildcats in that opening inning. Hernan, the batter, hitting in that spot for that Alan Wilkie occupies, a second part, the left fielder. Chieftains will be playing here against Dodgeville Monday, and then Tuesday return to conference action against Boscobel. Saw Boscobel last night. They look like they have some promise for a competitive year this year as well. Southwestern plays Belmont on Monday. We're back to action. Here's Michael Hernan, and he takes a look at a ball. It gets down the line on a wild one, and the Chieftains are not going to try to score on this one. The catcher, Stevenson, able to find the ball. Throw stays at third base. Runners at 1, 2, and 3, with two away in the bottom of the first. Hendricks back to the belt. Here's the pitch. Backed him away. That one, again, pops by the catcher, but the runner at third is going to stay. 2-0 on Michael Hernan. He's been trying to set the tone early here today. Two runs across. Hendricks ready. Here's the pitch. Hit him right on the top of the helmet. And Mike's all right, heading down to first base, and a run will score on the hit batsman. They're going to check on his well-being. Michael gives Coach Thompson the high sign. Hey, I'm all right. Coach Kenyon over here at first base. So it is 3-1 now as Cagle scores. Talonchild's at third, Storms at second. Hernan takes one for the team. He is at first base, and Landon Bob, the number 9 hitter. There's the strike call. 0-1. Riverdale has plated 3 runs on 1 base hit here today. From the windup, Hendricks with the pitch. Back the batter away. 1 ball and 1 strike. sun-drenched afternoon here at Pickering Park. 1-1 offering from Hendricks, swung on and fouled back by Landon Bob. Carson Kenyon, who led it off, is in the hitter's circle. 1-2 to Landon Bob. Runners lead at first, second, and third. Here is the pitch, and he went around, and the catcher holds on, and that will do it. Here, umpire calling it official, and that's going to do it. There we go. 3-1 the score. Riverdale scores three times in the inning on one base hit, no errors, and three left aboard. 1-1, 3-1 Riverdale over Southwestern on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO. 3-1, Riverdale in the lead here. Welcome back to Pickering Park. It's the top of the second inning. Brady Kerwin and Drew Martin, Nick Bush. They are the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Wildcats. And taking a look at his strike, I should say Miles Redfern, the DH. That's in the place of Kerwin here in the 6th spot. Nothing at 1 from Cagle. From the windup, here's the pitch. Down low. 1-1. Should be an interesting campaign this year. We have some teams that we follow. I think that several could go deep into the tournament. Here's a little flare toward right field. Down the line. Well hit. It's in there. And coming around the bag is the DH, Kerwin. And he'll hold there with a long single. Opposite way. And a good hit. So the first hit for the Wildcats. Kerwin is aboard. Drew Martin will be the batter. Cagle takes a look now, working from the stretch. Runner with a slight lead. Here's the pitch. Ripped way out of here. Foul over into Pickering Park for strike one. For a pitcher like Cagle, you have an inning that takes about 20 minutes at the bat, and then you've got to come back and pitch. Sometimes a little hard to get everything warmed up. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That went high. 1-1. We're kind of questioning the concession stand, but you know, I'm starting to smell a little hot dog action going on, I'm pretty sure. Or brats or something. First brats of the year, maybe. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Maybe they can sell the hot dog water. They were talking about that 7-Eleven. I'm not sure if that was an April Fool's prank or not, but I saw that posted. It was a drinking water, a sparkling water, hot dog flavor. Here's the pitch high back to the screen, and that means Redfern heads to second base on a wild pitch. He's there. The throw goes down there. Slides in safely. 3-1. Both pitchers have a little trouble keeping that ball down. Both catchers have had to do a little bit of scurrying. So Redfern at second base, 3-1 to the batter. Here's the pitch. That's taken for a strike. Count is full now. Cagle with 2 strikeouts on the day. working the payoff pitch with a runner leading at second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Martin stays alive. Southwestern going to state. A couple years back, a couple years removed from the state game. Redfern with a lead at second. Full count offering. Swing and a piece of it. So he stays alive with a little bit of a chip. And it comes back. Dimensions here at Pickering. 336 down the line. 380 in center. And over here on the right field corner at 350. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul again. Hanging tough is Drew Martin. A lot of batters have a tough time getting one out of here. It's a well-deserved home run at Pickering Park, if you can get one. I haven't seen that many hit out of here. A few. Saw Greg Anderson do that way back in the early 90s. I think that went a few blocks. Here's the pitch. Down low, he walked him. And Martin is aboard. The batter will be Nick Bush. Runners at one and two now for Southwestern in the top of the second inning. I'd have to be about 15 feet away from the fence, and then, again, it's hard to get at elevation. Like my golf game, the ball stays on the ground more than it goes in the air. Wormburner, throw to first. Oh, he faked it, and the runner at second is back in time. Emmett Drone playing off the bag. I think Emmett was a little surprised, too. Like, wait a minute. Now he's going to move back behind the runner. Cagle ready. Here comes the pitch. And it's down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Here in the top of the second. Riverdale leading it 3-1, but here comes Southwestern. Tying runs aboard. 1-0 pitch, ching, swing, and just a little piece of it, third base side, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. As a fielder on a day like this, and it's not as cold as yesterday, but that's the other thing, when it's been mostly pitching, and so far pitchers that have struggled, it's kind of hard to stay sharp, and all of a sudden the ball's hit at you. Got to keep limber and loose somehow. There is a strike to the batter. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Redfern at second. Martin at first. Leading for the Wildcats. Nobody out in the second. 1-2 offering. The pitch is swung on the infield. Third base side. Chieftains look. I think everybody's going to be safe. It went by the third baseman and played by the shortstop. And everybody by that time was out of bag. And now Coach Johnson is going to call time, and they're going to head to the mound. So Riverdale with one that they could have had, at least one out, and Coach Thompson will use it as an instructional moment here. Redfern goes to third, Martin at second, Bush at first base. I guess you got to call that a hit. For Southwestern, their second hit of the game. No one out for the number nine hitter, Remy Lawrence, and we're back to action. Cagle ready. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Nothing in one. Top of the Southwestern order, Carson Splinter, due next. Cagle set to go. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. He's ahead by two on the batter. Kenyon limbering up now, checks the runner at third. 0-2 offering, taken for a ball, slightly inside. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Not much school left for the year. A couple of months, where does the time go? 1-2 offering. Outside, ball two. 2-2. Cagle back. Working on the hitter with a 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Popped up on the infield. Should be playable. First baseman Drone is over. Grabs it in foul ground for the first out. One away now. Top of the order, Carson Splinter coming up. Splinter reached on an error and scored Southwestern's run the previous inning. Set to go against Cagle. Here's the pitch. Evidently a little inside, one ball and no strikes. Gleason, due up next here for the Wildcats. Try not to waste a bases-loaded opportunity. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. 1-1. Logan working quickly, especially when you get that strike call. Go back and try to duplicate that. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Shot to third. Knocked down at third. They'll step in the bag for one. Long throw to first. Not in time, and a run will score. So Redfern comes in to score. Forson Martin at third base is out number two. Vic Bush goes to second, and Splinter is at first on an RBI fielder's choice. Braden Gleason will be the batter with two away now. 3-2 ball game. Cagle to the belt. Logan with a pitch. That's high. One ball and no strikes. Wildcats set to the plate in the opening inning. And this is the sixth batter of the second. Logan ready. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, right field line. Down the line, hooking foul. That was close. Southwestern had a leadoff hit in this second inning that's in a similar spot but landed fair. A ball and a strike on the batter, Braden Gleason, trying to bounce back from a strikeout last inning. Cagle ready. There's the pitch. Inside it hit him. And the bases are loaded. Bush goes to third. Splinter to second. And Gleason, hit by a pitch, is at first. And the top of the second continues for the Wildcats. Hendricks, who himself was hit by a pitch last time, will be the batter. Dying run at third base for the Wildcats. Go ahead at second. And so on and so forth. Bases are loaded. Cagle eyes the runners and now ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. One ball and no strikes. There is a pretty good crowd on hand today for this one. Everybody else always has a good following. 1-0 pitch. Back the batter away. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Hendricks, the seventh batter of the inning. And they're jammed up here in the second inning with 2-0 count on the batter. The pitch is called a strike. 2-1 to the hitter. Getting into that meat part of the order here. Southwestern's more skilled batters. Chieftain's trying to beware. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. And runners move up. Good size leads at 1, 2, and 3. The 2-2 offering from Logan Cagle. It's swung on and a piece of it. Or did he? Yep, hung on to by the catcher. That'll be it. Strike three. And Southwestern is retired. Three strikeouts for Cagle. Wildcats come back for a run on two base hits. No errors and three left aboard. after an inning and a half of baseball. It is a 3-2 Riverdale lead over Southwestern in SWAL action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Riverdale leads 3-2 over Southwestern. Bottom of two here at Pickering Park, and the leadoff hitter, Carson Kenyon. Here's the pitch, and it's down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Top of the Riverdale order here in the second inning. They sent nine to the plate in the opening inning and scored three runs on just one base hit. Both pitchers have not been in midseason form yet today. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. All the positions, it's probably the one that's the toughest to kind of get going in the early spring outside. Pitching off an actual dirt mound. There's the pitch, and it's called a strike. 2-1. I think Coach Thompson probably had him out here on day number one of practice. But sometimes early it's not consistent that you can get out every day. There's a ball high, and it's 3-1. Hendricks walked four in the opening inning. Three balls and a strike. Clayton is ready to go, and here's the pitch, and that's a ball. So Kenyon heads to first base. The hitter will be Chase Chitwood. Carson gets the gear off and gets set to lead off here at first base. Hendricks ready. Facing the left-handed hitting Chase Chitwood. The pitch down low. One ball and no strikes. We have a busy week planned next week. Get our first look at the Ithaca baseball team after they were rained out with Riverdale on Monday night. That game's coming up. Here's the pitch with the runner going. It's a ball throw by the catcher to second. Not going to be in time. And a stolen base for Carson Kenyon. But Carson at second. 1-1. That was called a strike on Chitwood. And Hendricks back to work. Runner leading at second. Clayton to the plate. That one is high. 2-1. I know they were really trying hard to get that Riverdale-Ithaca game in on Monday. And about 5 o'clock, I was at my house and I looked out, and it was nasty. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. And so I thought at the time it was most likely a good move. They didn't schedule that game. Two games. Not that it means a lot in terms of the standings or anything, but two good teams and just want to see a good game. Play on a better day. That was the outcome. Here's ball four, and there are two aboard. Six walks now for Hendricks, and Emmett Drone will be the batter. Drone, a strikeout victim back in the first inning. We'll see the Weston baseball team for the first time this year on Tuesday. They're going to have another good year as well. Everybody back from last year. The team went to the sectional. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Weston plays at Richland Center on Tuesday, so good opportunity for us to see the game. And we'll see our first softball games of the year later on next week. Nothing and one to the batter. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to center field. Center fielder Foley fighting the sun. Backs up a few paces. He's got it. Riverdale tags. So the runner to second to third, and he's there. Runner stays at first. So Kenyon takes an extra base on a long fly ball by Emmett Drone. One away for Andre Tainter. Tainter with Riverdale's lone hit today, singled and knocked in a run, and also scored in the first inning. Runners at the corners for the Chieftains. Hendricks ready, running on 1-2, and it's a wild pitch, and there'll be no throw to second, and the runner stays at third. One ball and no strikes. Andre Tainter, we enjoyed watching him during basketball this year. In fact, had a chance to have him on the air with us after a Riverdale win. 1-0 count, here's the pitch, and he does a little limbo to get out of the way. Two balls and no strikes. Riverdale winning against some teams that they hadn't won against in a number of years. We were here when they beat Iowa Grant at home. 2-0 pitch. That one is high. Three balls and no strikes. Wins against Fenimore as well. Good year. Some of the same Riverdale players, athletes on the basketball team, on the baseball team. Couple that with some wrestlers. Here's the pitch, high, ball four. And Tainter is aboard. They are loaded up in the second inning with one away for Logan Cagle. Logan walked and scored back in the first inning. So Hendricks looking in for the glove. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3, and now he'll back off. The pitcher's rubber, everybody retreats. And now we'll get their leads. Riverdale leading 3-2, trying to add to it with one away. Here's the pitch, high. One ball and no strikes. Southwestern at double play depth, or the chance to make a play at the plate as well here as they get set for the next pitch. That one is down low. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. Real good speed on the base paths. Kenyon at third, Chitwood at second. Tainter at first. The pitch is high. Back to the screen. Riverdale's going to try to score, and they will. No one covering the plate there as the throw came back toward. And it is going to be a 4-2 Riverdale lead as Carson Kenyon scores. Dace Chitwood goes to third. Right behind him, Andre Tainter at second base. Three balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. 3-1. Dallin Childs, new next for the Chieftains. Hendricks ready. There's the pitch, and he will give up another walk as Cagle heads to first base. Here comes the coach for Southwestern out of the dugout. And we may be looking at a pitching change here today. We are, as he takes the baseball from Hendricks, and the Wildcats will make a switch. We'll take a timeout here as well. Pitching change. We're in the second inning, and Riverdale leads it 4-2 over the Wildcats. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to have the right vitamins, remember Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
The new Southwestern pitcher is Lucas Foley. So Foley comes in from center field. Hendricks swaps places with him after giving up one hit, striking out two, but walking eight here in the first couple of innings. And now a line drive to left field is in there for Talon Childs. Riverdale's going to score one. They'll score two. And a nice hit for Talon Childs gives the Chieftains a 6-2 lead. Well played by Talon. Couple of RBI. Scoring Chase Chitwood and Andre Tainer. Logan Cagle winds up at third base. And Wyatt Storms will be the hitter. Still only one away. Chieftains by four runs. Foley is set to the belt and the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. And runners leading at the corners for the Chieftains. Foley kicks. Runner going 1-2. It's a ball high and there'll be no throw. Childs with a stolen base. And the Chieftains threatening for more. Only one away in the second inning. Foley inherited the bases loaded. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Bounced toward the second base side. Knocked down at first. Throw to the pitcher covering. Not in time. And a runner will score. Riverdale will wave the second runner. He's coming toward the plate. Throw home. Not in time. Runner going first to second. And the Chieftains now lead 8-2. So Riverdale making do here after an error. They take advantage as Logan Cagle scores. Talon Childs is in. And on the play, Wyatt Storms goes to second. That'll bring up a designated hitter, Michael Hernan. Michael hit by a pitch last time. Didn't hurt him or the ball, he says. Here's the pitch. Nothing in one. Now we give Mike a hard time. He's been working with us here at WRCO this year during the school year. We should mic him up, but we probably won't. Runner at second. Nothing in one to the batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One away here in the second inning. Chieftains by six runs. Foley ready to go. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Hernan backs away. It was a ball. Landon Bob in the hitter's circle. One ball and two strikes. Foley ready to roll. And here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball. No, foul down the first base line. Michael got just a piece of it. So he guards the plate, protects it in the second inning. And runner leads at second base. 1-2 offering from Foley. There's the pitch and a swing and a miss. And there are two outs. The hitter will be Landon Bob. Landon, a strikeout victim his first time up. Chieftains with a runner at second base. And now two away. Five runs across in the inning. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. Nothing in one. Second inning in a row, Riverdale has sent nine men to the plate. Foley ready.